This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, as you'll recall, welcome back, by the way, to the third hour of our program. As you'll recall, our opening rant yesterday, my opening rant yesterday was about mifepristone and the whole possible consequences of this judge in Texas deciding to rule. Basically, there's a variety of ways he could rule, but basically, you know, making the drug unavailable to women who need it, both for miscarriage and for abortion. And this is a big deal. This we still have not gotten the decision yet, but we're still waiting. On the line with us is the senior vice president of Moms Rising, Manifa Bondale. And momsrising.org is the website, and Moms Rising also the Twitter handle. Manifa, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us today. Tell us about who are the people who are actually seeking abortions in America? I think they're being broadly mischaracterized as irresponsible young women, by and large, and single young women, and how these attacks on reproductive rights are hurting people across the board, but in particular people who don't have access to good medical services and don't have a lot of cash.
Yeah, this is a really good question. There's a huge mythology out there about who seeks and needs abortions. The fact of the matter is that six out of the 10 people who seek abortions are actually already mothers. They're making decisions about their health. They're making decisions about their family economic security. They're making decisions about their education, their housing. All a huge amount of different issues come into play, as moms know, and as we know at Moms Rising, when you decide if and when you're going to have another child. And so this mischaracterization that's put out there is really helping to kind of like feed this narrative that somehow this is about a group of people who need to be more responsible, who are quote unquote irresponsible. But I also want to say that at Moms Rising, we of course believe that everyone who needs and wants to seek an abortion should have access to it, whether they're that mother trying to decide if she's healthy enough or financially stable enough to have a second or third or fourth child, as well as someone who is young and single, you know, and whatever their circumstances are. Because we do know that not having access to this very important health care, because abortion is health care, has huge impacts, especially on communities of color and poor people.
Expand on that. How so?
Well, here's another big thing people don't know. The United States is actually the most dangerous place to give birth amongst wealthy nations. So when you line up all the developed nations who tout that they have infrastructure and they're living a quote-unquote first world status, the United States ranks last in terms of being a safe place for a birthing person to bring a child into this world. We have the highest maternal mortality rate amongst all of those nations. And when you look at who is experiencing the most maternal mortality, which is death during birth, labor, and postpartum, or maternal morbidity, which is becoming close to dying or having some type of long-term health issue during birth, it is disproportionately Black women and Indigenous women. And I want to underscore that this is even after you control for things like wealth and income, education, and previous health conditions.
So this is purely a function of structural and institutional racism?
Absolutely. And it's compounded, right? Like it's sexism is why maternal health care is so poor in this country, compounded by the structural racism. So you have these huge racial disparities. And of course, class always plays an issue as well. That kind of sits on top of it. But what we are finding is that at the core, at the heart of this maternal mortality crisis that we're having in the United States, because guess what? The rates are going up since the pandemic began, is racism, structural racism. We receive stories from moms all over the country that talk about their experiences in labor and delivery. And so much of what is putting their lives at risk are things like being ignored, not being listened to, being treated callously and racist. And all of these things have these hugely negative and sadly deadly consequences.
Yeah, it truly is tragic. What is the, and in fact, I think it builds on the studies that have been done about For example, painkillers in hospitals, that black people are less likely to have good pain management than white people. And this goes back to this perception or mythology or cruel mythology from slavery eras that people with dark skin don't feel pain.
Black people experience less pain.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And it goes back to the slavery era, like you said. But even recently, if you look back 10 years, this was still being taught in some medical schools, right? Oh my God. They still had the studies buried in the books that medical students had access to, that somehow black people experience less pain than white people. And in fact, we only recently are moving past a racist predictor around kidney function. You know, there was this mythology that black people had a different kind of kidney function from white people, and therefore black people were waiting longer who needed kidney transplants than white people because of these mythologies about the physiological makeup, right, of black bodies. Right. So it goes back, but it's also recent, because as soon as you're teaching a medical student that black people have different kidney functions for some reason because of race, all other kinds of things can sit on that, like experiencing less pain. And then, of course, wrapped up in that is the criminology, how black people have been criminalized. And so when we even ask for pain medication, there's this idea that we're trying to get some more pain medication to sell it, or that there may be some other issue there. And we are up against so much. So you even see highly educated, wealthy black women like Serena Williams. That was a breakthrough story that we shared, experiencing racism while giving birth. And it literally jeopardizing her life.
Yeah, it's in a way it's astonishing, and in a way it's predictable. I mean, this is the consequence of the circumstances that black people have faced in this country for 400 years. The lawsuit in Texas. I haven't heard anything out of this court. Do you know the status of this lawsuit, or are we all just waiting, you know, for the next shoe to drop? And if so, what are the possible ways in which that shoe can drop, and what would the impacts of those be?
We're all on the edge of our seats, right? I mean, it's the issue around abortion access has been one dumpster fire after the other, right? Ever since Roe fell because of the Dobbs decision, and states one by one, the trigger states put abortion bans in place right away. And so we have just, it's been whack-a-mole. This judge in Texas should be issuing a decision any day now, or maybe even any minute now. And it would essentially try to ban access to abortion medication that people have been using for decades. Right. You know, it's been saved
safely
by the FDA.
Yep.
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry, I was just agreeing with you. Keep going.
Yeah, it's you know, and so it's going to impact not just people who live in the states that are trying to ban abortion. This will impact access to this medication that, again, has been on the market for decades, to everyone in every state around the country who wants to do a self-medicated abortion. So this is huge. But what we do know is that when the decision comes, it will be appealed right away. And so we will have another chance to fight it out. You know, even if it comes down today, there's going to be many, many different phases to this court fight. And ultimately, though, if the people who have brought this lawsuit prevail, we will lose access to a very important medication.
Right, and this will force women back into surgical abortions, which forces them back onto sidewalks where these religious freaks can yell and scream and spit at them and photograph them and follow them home and get their license plate numbers and publicize their homes and, you know, their addresses and their phone numbers and things and essentially torment them. And in states like Texas, you know, if a woman has left the state when she comes home, might have, you know, really terrible circumstances awaiting her, including a $10,000 fine.
And it's important to understand that wealthy women, women who have great means, will always be able to seek the services they need, right? Through private doctors, clinics, probably even access banned medications. This will disproportionately impact everyday folks, people of color, poor folks, people who can't who can't fly out of the country if they need to, right? To do what they have to do and come back, and not have it be something that's public, or like you said, not be stalked at a clinic. And I also wanted to underscore that we've already talked about maternal health and what bad outcomes and experiences that Black women and Indigenous women have in healthcare facilities. So driving women back into these same types of circumstances is also emotionally and mentally exhausting. It takes a toll on your health overall to constantly be put back into these systems and institutions that are racist.
Yeah, I view this as sadism. I think these people are sadists who want to push these women back into these circumstances. I think they delight in torturing these women, but, you know, I may be just totally nuts in that regard. Anyhow, Monifa, thank you so much for dropping by and speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I do want to make one really quick point, which is that there's a direct connection between the maternal mortality rates in states that have a high maternal death rate and states that ban abortions. It's the same states.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Monifa Bandel. We'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Wendell Potter, he's been on the program many, many times, former vice president at, was it Aetna? Sean, am I remembering right? It's one of the big, it might be Cigna? Yeah, I'm not certain. So one of the really big big seven health insurance companies, and in fact he was in the marketing department. He really knows how they deal with this stuff, and he's published a new report. He's got a Substack newsletter, by the way. I just started recommending it today, that you can easily find, and his new report, and this is absolutely fascinating, is that 90% of the revenue at Humana, Centene, and Molina, three of the big health insurance companies, are coming from government programs, specifically Medicare and Medicaid. A lot of states are hiring these giant insurance companies to administer their Medicaid programs. And, of course, the insurance companies skim money off the top in exchange for doing that. There's a cost to do that, which is not unreasonable. And then you've got privatized Medicare, which is called Medicare Advantage. It actually should be called privatized health, private health insurance for people over 65. But those two things are constituting 90% of the revenue for many of these companies. Over the past decade, Potter found the seven top for-profit insurance companies in the U.S., Humana, Centene, Molina, United Health, Cigna, CVS, Aetna, and Elevance, have seen their combined revenues from taxpayer-backed programs soar. Now, keep in mind, this is just in the last 10 years, soar by 500%. In 2012, it was $116 billion a year these seven companies were making. Now it's $577 billion a year. So they've added over $440 billion a year in revenue to what they're doing. He also says the Big Seven now control more than 70% of the privatized Medicare market. That's the Medicare Advantage market. Pramila Jayapal, in response to this, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and also a regular guest on this program, she represents Washington, part of Washington State near Seattle. She said, "We must fight the privatization of Medicare with every tool we have." Amen. And Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna have introduced legislation, the Save Medicare Act, to the House of Representatives, to prevent health insurance companies from using the word Medicare in their advertising or in branding their products, which I think is pretty damn important. But these companies now, they're going to rake in $600 billion this year, and skimming a few million dollars off the top of that to hand to a bunch of Republican politicians to keep the situation, the status quo, or even get those Republicans reelected so they can maintain the status quo, that's chump change. I mean, I just fully expect that we're going to see the insurance industry basically fighting back on all this. So, anyhow, let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Dave in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Well, I heard your little rant about Merrick Garland, and I kind of agree with you. There's a book by Jesse Eisinger. Maybe you've read it, or maybe you know about it. It's called I can't say the word, but it's the Chicken Excrement Club.
Oh yeah, he's been a guest on our program.
Oh, has it?
Yeah,
okay.
We've got a book report in circulation of his book also, where I read the first chapter.
Yeah, I've read it. Well, I remember that. Well, you probably read the chapter that I'm going to refer to. And it goes back to the days when Comey was in the FBI, and he was in front of a bunch of newbies in the FBI,
and asking them questions. And he asked them, for instance, how many of you have never lost a case? And all kinds of hands went up. And he said, well, welcome to the Chicken Excrement Club. Uh-huh.
Because they were not taking on cases where there was risk? Is that what you mean?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And so you think that's what Garland is doing and not going after Trump?
Yeah, he's late to the party, and there's a lot of people I've been listening to that think the same thing as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, Neil Katyal,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's argued before the Supreme Court, and several others. Of course, he's hired Jack Smith now, I guess, which is a step in the right direction, but all he's doing is ceding power to the guy.
Maybe he should have been in the game.
I'm with you.
He should have been in the game from the get-go. I mean, you know, you had Michael Cohen going to prison for 3 years for delivering a check that Donald Trump signed and ordered him to deliver. Why wasn't Donald Trump arrested the day he was no longer president? Why wasn't on January 21st he served with an arrest warrant? I don't get it. Or at least a week later. I mean, I just don't get it. Why are they not prosecuting him for that right now? It's literally a crime for which his lawyer went to prison. Dave, thank you. Amen. We'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break, 27 minutes past the hour.
An old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800.
The Shaw 101 FM. Your fix.
one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. I mean, you don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. And here's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers know every single website you visit ever since Donald Trump ended net neutrality. They can now spy on you legally, and they do. Only in the United States is this legal, but they legally sell your information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers. Everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom, and I can get you an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hey, welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls today. Wynn in Solon, Maine. Hey, Wynn, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I've been listening to you quite a bit, of course, but I'm concerned about what you're trying to do with your car, backfeeding your panel and whatnot.
Okay.
Has anybody ever advised you about wattage?
Well, I know what wattage is.
Okay, yeah, it's amperage multiplied by voltage, right?
W equals so, EI.
Right. So, what you got is like a dime store inverter there, right? That you're plugging into at 15 amps.
What I've got is a device that is specifically made for my car that you plug into the charging port, and on the back end of it is a 110-volt outlet. But yeah, I'd bet you almost anything
it's basically just
a digital inverter that's converting the DC from the car to the AC, 115 volts.
It's a direct link to your batteries.
Right.
But do you know the wattage coming out of that?
It's 15 amps, so it'd be 1,500 watts.
15 amps,
roughly.
That's not the wattage.
Well, the wattage would be 110 times 15.
It's not going to be much.
Slightly over 1,500 watts.
It's something that, you know, you could probably charge your cell phone with or run
like 1,500 watts is a fair amount of juice. That, you know, I mean, my television, I know, is consuming about, you know, the screen is consuming about 130 watts. The little Apple TV thing itself is consuming about 30 watts. My plan is to go around. First of all, it'll only light up one side of my breaker panel. So I know which outlets those are. So I want to make sure
you only want to tap into one side. Absolutely.
So I want to make sure that all the things on that breaker panel that are big current draws, like, you know, a water heater or whatever, those breakers are just turned off. They're closed, number one.
Yeah.
Number two,
go around the house and make sure
that all the appliances that are plugged in that might have surges are no, you know, like a toaster, are no longer plugged in, just in case somebody decided to try to use one. What I'm trying to do basically is power my TV, my internet router, and my computers. And all of those in aggregate are far less than 1 kilowatt, less than 1,000 watts. And so if I'm just careful about that, I think I can do it.
But, yeah, in theory, but you're going to have quite a drop in voltage and whatnot once you start feeding that into your panel.
Why?
So what? Just listen to my advice here for a little bit. What I would do if I were you, Tom, and I think you would be, do you do well to do this? And what that's what I would do for a customer. I would find an inverter from like an old, you know, Winnebago, for instance, because they run 110, right?
Right.
And I would use that instead of whatever they incorporated into that power cord. Because what you have there, you may well smoke something. I would not depend on that.
Yeah.
If I was to do this for a customer, that's what I would do.
Okay. Especially well, the car also has, in the car, in the back seat of the car, there is a 110-volt outlet that's also rated at 15 amps and that is running off a separate inverter within the car.
Correct.
And
correct, but that's where charging cell phones, maybe trickle charge your laptop.
Still 15 amps. It's still 1500 watts. I mean, that's still a lot of juice.
But you're not going to plug up. You're not going to plug everything that you just mentioned to me into that. I wouldn't do that.
I think I could. I mean, if it's less than a kilowatt, and the thing is rated at a kilowatt and a half, why not?
Well, I'll tell you. You take an inverter that's meant for, like, a Winnebago, for instance.
Right.
With that,
but you'd have to have a 12-volt source for that. And the battery in my car, I think, is probably 80. I think the car, the electric car batteries these days are like 80 volts or something. They're in that neighborhood. Although my car is built on an 800 volt frame, I don't know much about the inner workings of the cars. I know that some of the other cars, we looked at a Toyota EV and it was on a 400 volt frame, so it takes twice as long to charge. But I don't know exactly what that means. Well, I got to move along, but thanks for the advice. I appreciate it. It's good to hear from
you. I would really look at that, Tom. You don't want to smoke stuff.
I agree. I will be very careful. Wynn, thank you and hopefully I'll never have to do it. I mean, we haven't lost power this year. Michelle in Fulton, Missouri. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
I have two comments. So, as far as the student loan forgiveness, we have teacher shortage, cops shortage, social workers, people coming out of college can't take those lower-paying jobs. They have to go somewhere else. And if their loan is
because of their student loans, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to take a higher pay job, and they may just, hate it, sell insurance, whatever it is.
Right.
And if they come out of college and owe nothing or very little, they can go into, maybe their passion is social work, maybe their passion is teaching. And I'm for the forgiveness.
Right.
I mean, I had a student loan, and part of it was forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And my second thing is, Marjorie Taylor Greene, why don't we stop talking about her? I mean, we got Trump as president because nobody can leave him alone.
I can tell why I can tell you why we can't stop talking about her. You know, if you're having dinner in your house and a boa constrictor starts slithering across the floor, you're going to notice it, right? You're going to start paying attention to it. You have no choice. It's a threat or a potential threat. And that's why we have to, I believe, pay attention to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump and the rest of these whack jobs, because they genuinely want to destroy this country. They genuinely want to turn us into an oligarchy and an autocracy.
I mean, I think with Greene, cover the stuff she says, not all the ignorance,
I get it. I get it. And the other thing is that, on this little show, I'm not going to make or break her career, but,
absolutely.
But I was watching Ron DeSantis. I monitor MSNBC here in the studio. I've got a little TV on, and I'm watching it on Hulu right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing a fairly lengthy piece about Ron DeSantis has a new book out. And I'm like, why are you doing this? I'm not sure that's newsworthy. Ron DeSantis wants to trash more gay people. That's newsworthy because it's part of his campaign to destroy America. But he's got a book out. You're going to help him sell his book, really? I get it, Michelle. I get it. Michelle, thank you for the call. Spot on. Richard in Bellflower, California. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, Tom, please explain to me why Rand Paul is still harassing Dr. Fauci.
Because it's his thing. Rand Paul is a pretend doctor. He went to medical school and became an ophthalmologist, but he never got certified by any of the real boards, so he created his own board to certify himself, but doesn't practice. The guy is weird. I mean, his father was weird. It's like a whole family of people who are famous for being famous. The eccentric is their brand, and trashing Fauci is, there's a certain constituency for it. That's what Rand Paul is playing to.
God, it's just so sad.
It really is. It really is. And it's not a good thing for America either. Richard, thank you. Ventura in Cypress, California. Hey, Ventura, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm going to talk to you about Medicare Advantage. I've heard your rants against it, and so I kind of reevaluated my selection of that. And if I were to drop Medicare, I would have to buy Medigap. So Medicare only covers about 65-70% of medical care. Now you have to buy
it. It covers 80% of it covers everything with regard to hospitalization and things. It covers 80% of your doctor's offices and small procedures and stuff.
Okay, but then I have to buy Medigap because 20% of my wife was in and passed away in the hospital, and it was going to be about $1 million.
Right. Yeah, and you have to buy a Medigap policy, absolutely. No, it's, you know, for low-income people, you know, there are many low-income people who basically can't afford Medicare. I mean, you know, because Medicare payments and the Medigap payments, you know, you take the Medicare out of your Social Security and you pay for the Medigap. And together, those represent a large expense.
Even when you have the Medigap, they don't pay the 100% of what's left. They only pay maybe 90%.
Depends on the plan you got. My plan pays 100%. Okay. I haven't paid a medical bill. I haven't paid a copay. I haven't paid anything in the 7 years now that I've been on Medicare and had a Medigap policy. I've not written one single check or given anybody a credit card in all that time because I've got a Medigap policy that covers absolutely everything. And, you know, those are out there. I mean, it's a little more expensive. I can afford a little more expensive policy, but it's not that much more. I mean, you know, it's a couple hundred dollars a month. But, you know, I get it. We need to reform Medicare so that Medicare covers everybody in the country and has no deductibles. We need to do like, you know, a lot of other developed countries do. But we haven't, sadly. But I don't think Medicare Advantage is the solution. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, we don't think so. Supreme Court is wrong on that one.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news.
My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. These are crazy, stressful times, so what's your solution to relax? I can tell you mine, and it's CBD products from CB Distillery. If you haven't tried CB Distillery, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. Louise and I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed, and it's delivered right to your door, although you must be 21 or older to order. What could possibly deliver a level of chill like you've never experienced before? Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD, only available from CB Distillery. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. Louise and I both appreciate a little peace and calm in our lives, so Unwind Synergy is for us and you too. With over 2 million satisfied customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. Enter Tom at checkout, T-H-O-M, and I can get you 20% off everything on the website. Again, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Boy, was that loud. Welcome back. That's poppy music. That really popped up there. Bang, right in my ear. I'm not complaining. Okay, picking up your phone calls here. Michelle in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First-time caller. Love your show. Thank you for everything. I wanted to share that I was in Connecticut last week, had met this retired insurance agent that was now picking up a gig, I would call it, selling Medicare Advantage, and boasting to me how he was making $1,400 for every person he signed up for Medicaid Advantage, and that he was taking in about $8,000 or $9,000 a week.
Wow. Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of money in privatized Medicare, but that's interesting. That's the first time I've heard, you know, what the bounty is for making a sale, $1,400. And if he's making the $1,400, imagine what his employer's making.
That's right. And how, you know, I tried to engage in a conversation, but, you know, capitalism speaks louder than any ethics or morals.
Yeah, no, what was it, Samuel Johnson back in the day, you know, talking about, or was it Mark Twain? I don't recall the famous quote about, you know, you can't argue with a man when his income is at stake. I'm not even remembering the quote right, but you get the point. You're absolutely right, Michelle.
I definitely get the point. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. I much appreciate it. Matt in Chicago. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wish the Democrats and Republicans could come together and compromise on something. Obviously, when Social Security rolled out in 1935, the life expectancy was 65 years of age, so they expected you to be dead before you could actually
collect.
Well,
no, that's not actually true. A lot of people were living into their 70s, 80s, and 90s in 1935. The reason life expectancy, there's two reasons life expectancy has gone up. The minor one is that people are not smoking as much and they're living a healthier lifestyle and all that sort of thing. That's added probably 3 years, 4 years to life expectancy. The big one that has accounted for decades of increase in life expectancy since that era is the loss of child mortality. I mean, it used to be that, you know, one out of every 4 or 5 kids just didn't make it to their teenage years. Kids died of all kinds of things. You know, women died in childbirth. I mean, there were all kinds of problems that were hitting young people. And so, you know, somebody dies when they're 2 years old and somebody else lives to 100. What's the average age between the two of them? 50.
Right. I don't want to debate that. Like, the reality is people are living longer, but at the same time, it needs to be raised as well as the cap removed so that we can actually fund the people who are on it.
I agree.
You know, the fact that the rich people aren't, after $137,000, aren't paying another dime up to, you know, they could make another $10 million and not pay another dime into Social Security. And if we remove that cap, it's solvent.
You're right. So, it's not just solvent. You can give everybody a raise.
Right. Well, obviously the life expectancy is going to continue to go up, I think. Start tackling Medicare for All at some point. But I don't think that we can't chew gum and walk at the same time, but we've got to get one thing in order before we start tackling every progressive thing that we want. And yeah, I think we can compromise on by lifting the age a little bit.
Well, and this is one of the things that is not, that Republicans can't say, oh, he's a wild-eyed liberal wanting to give everything away. You know, just saying, hey, why is it that somebody who makes $1 million a year pays, a fraction, of the income tax on for Social Security that somebody who makes, $40,000 a year? It just doesn't make any sense. Mike, Matt.
And I can tell you, I don't make $2 million a year, but I can tell you that I don't notice it in my paycheck. Yeah. When I hit that 37, I don't notice that I'm making more money. So people making $2 million are certainly not going to notice that in their paycheck.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much, Matt. Mike in Los Angeles. Hey, Mike, I only have about a half a minute here. You got a quick one?
No, not really that quick, but I wanted to comment on the insurance companies making all the money. And right. I personally had an issue with a very expensive medication I'm on and a copay assist program. And I was paying for my medication to the tune of $5,000. And lo and behold, come to find out that the insurance company took my money and the copay assist money. And the only reason I found out, because the next time I had to refill the prescription, my claim for the copay assist got rejected.
Amazing, amazing. So they cut a deal with the pharmaceutical company, and then they're hitting you for full retail on the copay. These guys they got no morals at all. Mike, thank you for the call. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com.